Some of the country's top pilots are on Capitol Hill today to express concerns about Boeing.
These two recent crashes happened in foreign countries. But if we do not address all the important issues and factors, they can and will happen here.
That's Captain Sully Sullenberger, who became famous in 2009 for successfully landing a U.S. Airways flight in the Hudson River. He's been critical of Boeing for not offering proper training to pilots, especially with the 737 MAX. That said, Boeing had a very good week at the Paris Air Show, where the company just inked a huge deal with British Airways owner AIG, which will buy 200 of the 737 MAX planes that have been grounded for months. For more, let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this deal is being estimated at around $24 billion. How big of a coup is this for Boeing, which has been having all these problems after the two crashes of the 737 MAX?
I'd say this is more a sense of relief than a cause for celebration here. Yeah, they needed to get this behind them, a whole series of milestones, right? Want to get the plane up and flying, then carrying passengers. You wanted to get your first order after everything. They've now done that. As you said, $24 billion. That's at list prices, by the way. These manufacturers and airlines never disclose exactly what an airline is paying for something. I can promise you IAG got a very good deal on these planes.
So is that Boeing's way forward for the moment, is to just give big discounts to companies that want to buy the 737 MAX?
Clearly. They would have hoped at this point in the program to not have to be doing that anymore. That's very typical early in an aircraft program when a manufacturer like Boeing or Airbus is trying to get traction for a new kind of aircraft, offer big discounts, get your first big orders. By now, with thousands of MAXes on order, they would have hoped to be charging much closer to list prices. Yeah, sure, giving some discounts for very good customers and so forth. But now they're back in this spot where they were desperate for an order. And you have a big airline that is a good customer willing to order a lot of them. I'm sure that all came together into a very good deal for IAG. And aircraft pricing is extraordinarily important for airlines because, I mean, the airplanes are the most expensive things they buy. So as an airline, if you can pay a lot less than your competitor for the most expensive thing you buy, that can give you a lasting competitive advantage.
So what are some of the safety concerns that are still outstanding for the 737 MAX before it can be cleared to fly again?
Well, you've got that MCAS anti-stall system, that system that was supposed to prevent crashes, instead blamed for perhaps causing two of them, at least partly. And people out there, including the union representing American Airlines pilots, saying that they're concerned that the new training is perhaps not adequate. That was part of the issue here. The plane was doing things that pilots, to varying degrees, rather, didn't clearly exactly understand what the new systems were designed to do and what they were doing. And so that's one of the concerns. That's a big deal because, the point of this plane, it was sort of a line Boeing was walking, a two-pronged approach, saying on one hand, you're going to get revolutionary economics, a new plane in all the right ways, but at the same time, a plane that you could just sort of drop into your fleet and the same pilots could fly it, same mechanics could work on it. The problem was that there seemed to be more differences than they were saying, and the question here is just how much training do pilots need to fly the new plane? And the more they need, the more expensive that also is for airlines and the less attractive, perhaps, the MAX is to airlines. And so these are all extraordinarily important considerations, all of it. Obviously, safety is the very most important consideration of all.
So when is it likely to be back in the air?
Test flights any day now. Carrying passengers, probably not before about September, based on just kind of watching what airlines are doing with their schedules. American and Southwest Airlines, for example, have taken the MAX out of their schedules until early September. And I would say that's not a deadline. That's an at least, because airlines don't want to take an airplane out and then put it back in. That would be complicated once they've already canceled flights. So at least September in the U.S., probably longer in other parts of the world. The FAA's counterparts around the world sort of feel this pressure to do their own scrutiny here after what happened with this credibility crisis that Boeing and the FAA kind of have accusations of not having done enough in the first place.
Okay, one more thing I have to ask you about, Seth, which is that you're joining us from Atlanta today because your four-year-old daughter is attending rail camp. I guess like father, like daughter in this case.
Yeah.
Loves transportation.
Abriana.
Tell me, what is that?
Abriana was, she's crazy about trains, and she wanted to go to a train camp. And it's actually rather hard to find one that takes four-year-olds. I mean, lots of kids are crazy about trains. The camps are everywhere. But in terms of a kid her age, yeah, I found one at what's called the Southeastern Railway Museum down here. So we took Amtrak down. She loved it. And that's what she's doing here. And all indications are that, yeah, she's every bit as enthusiastic about trains as she was going into it.
That is awesome. Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst with Here and Now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Isn't that great?
I want to go to rail camp.
But, you know, it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.